This is Chris.
And this is Jim.
And this is Double Dome Digitally Speaking.
Enjoy the show.
You know, it's true. These days, it seems like pretty much every business that's, well, serious about what they do has some kind of online presence.
Yeah, for sure.
But, you know, just putting up a website, that's not really the end of the story, is it?
No, not at all.
Today, we're going to dig into something that's actually really crucial to whether that whole online presence thing actually works.
Definitely.
We're talking about how fast or maybe how frustratingly slow a website loads.
Exactly. We're going deep on page load times today.
Ooh, exciting.
And, you know, it might seem like just like a small detail, a little technical thing, but it really has a surprisingly huge impact on like everything you do online, basically.
Oh, yeah.
And that's what we want to kind of unpack for you today. Really break it down.
I love it. Absolutely. So think about it. Like whether you're, you know, hunting for the best deals online, maybe you're researching a project for work, or even just scrolling through, you know, your favorite websites for a bit of fun.
Mm-hmm.
The speed at which those pages pop up like actually shapes your whole experience.
Totally.
So to help us kind of navigate this whole thing, we've got this great article.
Yeah.
It's by Joe Medico, and it's called The Impact of Page Load Times on User Experience and Conversion Rates.
Okay. Awesome.
So our mission today is actually pretty simple. We want to like really get to the bottom of why website loading speed is such a big deal, especially for, you know, the person listening right now.
Right.
And we're going to pull out some really useful actionable insights without getting too bogged down in like all the technical jargon.
Yeah, no one wants that.
We want to keep it clear and simple. So, okay, let's start with the basics.
Right.
When we talk about page load time, like what are we actually measuring here?
Okay, so in simple terms, it's the total time it takes for a web page to fully display like everything in your browser. So we're talking about like all the stuff, right?
Right.
The text, the pictures you see, videos, even like the code, the stuff behind the scenes that makes it all work. Mm-hmm. It's like everything appearing on your screen.
Right. So it's not just like a flash of something like vaguely appearing. It's
right.
Like when the whole enchilada is right there, ready to go.
Exactly. Yeah. The whole thing.
Okay, cool. So how do, you know, the people who really know their stuff, how do they actually measure this? Like, I can't imagine they're just like sitting there with a stopwatch app on their phone.
You're right. They're not doing that. There are several specific metrics they use, and those give like a much more detailed picture of how that page is loading.
Cool.
One of the first things they look at is something called time to first byte.
Time to first byte. Okay.
It's often shortened to TTFB.
TTFB. Got it.
And this is basically like the initial hello, you know,
okay,
from the website server.
Mm-hmm.
It's how long it takes for your browser, your computer, to receive that very first tiny piece of data from the server.
Okay.
Almost like the server picking up the phone.
Oh, I like that. It's making that initial connection.
Yeah, exactly. Like, hey, I'm here. I'm ready to send you stuff.
Awesome. So what happens after that first little bit of data comes through?
Well, then you have what's called first contentful paint,
mm-hmm,
or FCP for short.
First contentful paint, FCP. Okay.
And this is the point where, like, you actually visually see something on the screen.
Okay.
It could be anything, a bit of text, maybe a logo, just something, anything that tells you, hey, this page is actually loading.
Yeah.
You're not just staring at a blank screen. It's like that first sign of life from the website.
Totally. It's that moment where you're like, okay, phew, something's happening.
Exactly. Exactly. And then building on that is something called largest contentful paint, or LCP.
Largest contentful paint, LCP. Got it.
And this focuses on when the main content of the page becomes visible. So let's say you're reading an article online.
Mm-hmm.
LCP would be when like the main body of the text, you know, the article itself, and maybe the like biggest, most important image. That's when those things finally load.
Okay.
And this is actually often seen as like a really key indicator of how quickly you, the user, perceive the page as being useful.
Right.
Like think about landing on a news article you're really eager to read.
Yeah.
That delay, that wait until the main text and image actually load.
Right.
It can feel way longer psychologically, like in your head, than that initial blank screen.
It does.
Because it's like it's building this anticipation, right?
Yeah, totally.
And if it drags on too long, it can quickly turn into annoyance.
Ew, yes. You're just like tapping, tapping, tapping.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've got FCP, that first little flicker of something, then LCP, when the main stuff snaps into place. What else gives us a good idea of like how the loading is going, the whole experience?
Right, so we also look at something called total blocking time. or TBT.
Okay, total blocking time, TBT.
And this measures the total amount of time, like the total period, between that initial first contentful paint, so when you first see something, and the point where the page becomes fully interactive. Like, you can actually do stuff.
Right, okay.
So during this blocking time, you might see stuff on the screen, but, you know, if you try to click a button or, like, interact with anything, nothing happens.
Oh, yeah.
Because the browser's still busy, like, working behind the scenes, loading scripts, and all sorts of other things.
It's like, it's frozen.
Yeah, kind of.
And that's when you're, like, impatiently tapping on a button or something, like, hello, is this thing broken?
Exactly, and it's super frustrating. It's like the website is, like, teasing you a little bit.
Yeah, like, here's all this cool stuff, but you can't touch it yet.
Exactly, exactly. And then one last key metric we should mention is cumulative layout shift, or CLS.
Okay, cumulative layout shift, CLS. Got it.
This one measures how visually stable the page is as it loads. So have you ever been reading an article online?
Oh, yeah.
You're in the middle of it, and all of a sudden, like, the text jumps down.
Oh, yes.
Because, like, an ad or an image suddenly pops in.
Yeah, it's so jarring.
That's layout shift.
Okay.
And CLS is a way to, like, measure how much of that annoying, unexpected movement is happening.
Oh, I get it. So it's like the website's playing a little visual prank on you, making you lose your place.
Exactly. Like, ha, gotcha.
Not a fan. Okay, so these are the main ways to really figure out, like, how long it takes a page to load. And I think maybe even more important than that, how smooth that whole loading process feels.
Totally, yeah.
So let's dive into why this actually matters for you, the person listening to us right now.
Right.
And Joe Medico's article really highlights this. And it starts with something I think we can all relate to, which is our, like, dwindling patience online.
Yeah, for sure. It's like, we're all in a hurry online.
Yeah.
And what's fascinating here is how directly these load times, like, actually hit your own experience as a user.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Medico points out that we live in this digital world now where we've basically been trained to expect things instantly.
Instant gratification.
Yeah, like, if a page takes too long, even just a couple of seconds,
yeah,
you're way more likely to just, like, bail, give up, and go somewhere else.
Click away.
That's what website people call a high bounce rate.
Bounce rate, right.
So you, the user, the person browsing, you're the one, like, holding the power.
Yeah.
You've got that back button.
Totally.
Every millisecond counts when it comes to keeping your attention these days.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, think about it. You click a link, and if it's not loading basically within, like, a blink of an eye,
right,
you're probably hitting that back arrow without even thinking twice.
Yeah.
You're like, nope, I'm out of here.
There's a whole universe of other information and options, like, just a click away.
Totally. It's that, like, internal, nope, not waiting for this reaction.
Exactly, yeah. And that impatience, that feeling,
yeah,
that's what feeds into the next point, which is user frustration.
Frustration.
Honestly, waiting for a slow website is just, like, it's just annoying.
It's the worst.
It breaks your concentration. It eats up your time, which is, like, the most valuable thing.
Totally.
And it just leaves you with this negative feeling about the website and, you know, the company or whoever's behind it.
It's like, if their website is this slow, like, what else is going to be slow?
Yeah, totally.
It makes you wonder. It's like being stuck in a really slow checkout line when you're in a hurry.
Ugh, yeah, the worst. And, you know, Medico also talks about this idea of negative perceptions.
Negative perceptions, yeah.
I can definitely see how a slow website, it could make a business seem unprofessional or even, like, untrustworthy.
Yeah, for sure.
It's almost like the digital equivalent of walking into a store and it's, like, dusty and disorganized.
Yeah, totally. You're like, maybe not.
It just doesn't inspire confidence.
Yeah.
You might start to think, like, okay, if their website is this clunky, are their products or services going to be slow and unreliable too?
Right, yeah. You start to wonder.
And if we think about the bigger picture, like these negative perceptions, they can actually have a lasting impact on how you view that business, their reputation, and how much you trust them.
Yeah, totally. It can really damage their image.
You know, you might be less likely to give them your personal information or buy something from them or even recommend them to other people in the future.
For sure, for sure. So we've established that slow loading times make us impatient, they make us frustrated, and they can even, like, damage a business's image in our minds.
Right.
But it's not just about, like, our feelings, is it?
No.
Medico's article also goes into, like, the actual tangible impact that these loading times have on things like conversion rates.
Yeah, that's really important. So for anyone who's maybe not super familiar with like all the marketing lingo, what does conversion actually mean in this like online world?
Okay, so a conversion is basically when someone visits a website and they end up doing a specific thing that the website owner wants them to do.
So it could be buying something from an online store, maybe filling out a contact form, subscribing to an email newsletter.
Yeah.
Like essentially any action that the website is designed to encourage.
Right. So it's them doing the thing that the website wants them to do.
Exactly. Yeah. And what's really interesting is how much page load times can influence whether or not you actually take those actions.
No. Oh, yeah.
Like it's a big deal.
Yeah, because, you know, the article points out that those delays, those slow loading times, mm-hmm. they can lead to like a huge drop in conversions.
Right.
It's kind of intuitive, right?
Yeah.
Like if a checkout page is taking forever to load, you're way more likely to just like abandon your shopping cart.
Totally.
You know, I was actually just trying to buy tickets for an event online last week and mm-hmm. the payment page just like kept loading and loading.
Oh, no.
I almost gave up completely. It's like, come on.
Yeah. I think
it's a perfect example of what we're talking about.
Yeah, it really is. You know, every extra second of loading time, it can literally translate into lost customers and missed opportunities for businesses.
Wow.
And Medico specifically highlights this issue of lost revenue for e-commerce sites,
mm-hmm.
you know, the ones where you buy stuff.
Yeah.
Like, think about it from your perspective as a shopper. You found what you want, you put it in your cart, you've entered all your information.
Yeah.
And then that payment page, it's just sitting there, spinning, doing nothing. It's so frustrating. And you might just decide, you know what? It's not worth the hassle.
Yeah, totally. You're like, I'm out.
And then the business loses a sale. It's as simple as that.
Right. And sometimes it even makes you like second guess how secure the website is, you know?
Yeah, that's a good point.
You're like, if this is taking this long, like what's going on?
Yeah, it just feels shady.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, we've talked about the negative, but the article also mentions the positive impact of faster loading times on those conversion rates.
Right.
So basically, if a website just zips along, loads super quickly, we're more likely to actually do what the website wants us to do.
Exactly. A faster website, it just creates this smoother, more pleasant experience.
Makes sense.
You're less likely to run into those annoying delays that make you want to click away.
Right.
Which means you're more likely to, you know, complete that purchase, sign up for the newsletter, whatever the website is designed for.
Right.
It's all about making your interactions online as like effortless and efficient as possible.
Totally. It's like the less friction, the better.
Exactly.
Okay. So we've seen that speed isn't just like a matter of convenience.
Yeah.
It's really crucial for keeping us, the users, engaged and for businesses to actually like achieve what they're trying to do online.
Yeah, it's key.
So now let's get into the really practical stuff.
Okay.
What can website owners actually do to improve their page load times?
All right, let's get into it.
Joe Medico's article outlines some strategies that are, I think, really useful for us to understand.
Yeah, for sure.
Even just as like everyday internet users.
Right.
Because it gives us like a peek behind the curtain.
Totally.
You know, it shows us what actually contributes to a good online experience.
Absolutely. So Medico talks about several key things that website developers and owners, they should really prioritize.
Okay.
One of the most effective and often overlooked is compressing images.
Compressing images, okay.
So large images, like high resolution pictures.
Yeah.
They can be huge, like the file size can be massive.
Right.
And that can really slow down how fast a page loads for you, the user.
Okay.
But by making those files smaller.
Yeah.
Which you can often do without like a noticeable loss in quality.
Right.
Websites can deliver those images to your browser way faster.
That makes sense.
It's kind of like, imagine packing for a trip.
Okay.
Remembering everything you need, right?
Yeah.
But you also want your suitcase to be as light and easy to carry as possible.
Totally.
So it's like finding that balance.
I like that analogy. Yeah. And we've all been on those websites where like the pictures seem to load in slow motion, like piece by piece.
Yeah, that's the worst. So what else can they do? Another really important one is leveraging browser caching.
Okay. Leveraging browser caching.
So when you visit a website, your browser, the program you're using to view it,
yeah,
it can actually store certain elements of the website,
mm-hmm.
like the logo, maybe some design stuff, like style sheets.
Okay.
It stores those things on your computer.
Right.
And then the next time you go back to that same website,
yeah,
your browser doesn't have to download all those things again.
Oh, that's smart.
So it loads way faster for you.
Oh, that's why some websites seem to like pop up almost instantly the second time you visit them.
Exactly. Exactly. It's like your browser is remembering some of the furniture so it doesn't have to move it all in again.
Oh, I love that. That's so clever.
Yeah.
So what else can they do?
All right. So there's also this thing called minimizing HTTP requests.
Minimizing HTTP requests. Okay.
Now, every time your browser needs like a piece of data from the website server,
okay,
whether it's an image, some code for a feature, design stuff,
mm-hmm,
it sends a request to the server.
Right.
And by reducing the total number of these requests,
okay,
for example, by like combining multiple small files into one bigger one,
yeah,
it can really speed things up.
Makes sense.
Think of it like ordering food at a restaurant.
Okay, yeah.
Do you want the waiter to come back to your table 5 different times?
No.
For your drink, your appetizer, your main course, side dish, dessert.
No, it's a nightmare.
It's way more efficient if you can just tell them everything at once.
Yeah, one big order.
And it's similar with a website.
Right.
If it's optimized, it bundles up all those resources.
Right.
So your browser gets what it needs in fewer trips to the server.
Okay, so fewer back and forth trips for all the little pieces. Got it.
Exactly.
What about content delivery networks?
Yes.
Or CDNs.
CDNs.
I've heard that term thrown around.
Yeah, so CDNs, they're basically a network of servers.
Okay.
And they're strategically placed all over the world in different locations.
Okay.
So when you access a website that uses a CDN,
mm-hmm,
the website's content is delivered to you from the server that's physically closest to you.
Oh, that's cool.
So that reduces how far the data have to travel,
mm-hmm,
which means faster loading times.
It makes sense.
It doesn't matter where in the world you are.
Oh, that's really clever.
It's like having local warehouses for a big online store.
Right.
Instead of everything having to ship from one central location,
yeah,
there are these smaller hubs closer to you.
Okay.
So your package, in this case website data, it arrives much faster.
So if a website's main server is, like, say, in California,
mm-hmm,
but I'm browsing from, like, London.
Right.
A CDN can serve up the website's content from a server somewhere closer to me in Europe.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. So it's all about optimizing for location.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, Medico talks about responsive web design.
Responsive web design. Okay.
Right. This is basically making sure that a website adapts well to different screen sizes and devices.
Right. So whether you're on a computer, a tablet, a phone.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like it looks good and works properly on everything. And optimizing for mobile devices like phones.
Yeah.
That's particularly important these days.
Yeah, for sure.
Because mobile users, they often have slower or less reliable internet connections.
Right.
So a well-designed responsive site, it'll load much faster on those devices,
mm-hmm,
and it'll provide a better experience overall.
Okay, so let me recap. We've got compressing those images, making them smaller,
mm-hmm,
smart use of browser caching so our browsers remember things,
right,
minimizing those server requests, so fewer trips back and forth.
Yeah.
Leveraging the power of CDNs, those strategically located servers.
Exactly.
And making sure the website is designed to adapt to all our different devices.
Right.
So all of these things, they're what website owners should be focusing on, right?
Yeah.
To give us, the everyday users, like a faster, smoother, more enjoyable online experience.
Totally. And as you can see, page load time, it's not just like some obscure technical detail.
Yeah.
It's not just for web developers to worry about.
Right.
It's actually a fundamental part of how we all experience the internet.
Mm-hmm.
And it affects whether businesses and individuals can actually do what they're trying to do online.
Yeah, it's super important. So to bring it all together, it's pretty clear that how fast a website loads,
mm-hmm,
it has a massive impact. And it goes way beyond just like our immediate patience levels.
For sure.
It directly affects whether we stick around on a website.
Right.
Whether we actually engage with the content,
mm-hmm,
and whether we ultimately take those actions, those conversions that the website is like trying to get us to do.
Yeah, it's all connected.
It's not just a nice little bonus. It's really foundational for creating a positive, efficient online experience for all of us.
Absolutely. You nailed it. A fast website, it's not just about speed. It's about like respecting your time as a user,
mm-hmm,
and creating this like seamless, enjoyable experience online.
I like that. And on that note, I want you, our listener, to think about the websites that you use every day.
Yeah.
Think about how their loading speed or maybe how slow they are.
Right.
How does that affect your perception of that website, of that company?
Hmm.
And, you know, are you more or less likely to stick around and actually engage with their content?
Yeah, it's something to pay attention to.
It really is. What does that tell you about the importance of a really smooth, efficient digital experience?
It's food for thought.
It really is. It's something to like mull over the next time you're browsing online.
Definitely.
All right. Thanks for joining us for this deep dive, and we'll catch you next time.
See you then.
We hope you enjoyed today's topic.
Be sure to like, comment, and follow us.
And check out our other shows, all related to digital marketing.
Whether you're a web designer, Google Ads specialist, or a small business owner, we've got a show that'll help you get clarity on what's trending now in digital marketing.
And if you need help,
with 25 years of experience across 30 plus industries and thousands of projects, we deliver ruthlessly effective Google Ads, SEO, and omnichannel digital marketing campaigns.
Learn how you can get consistent leads in 30 days or less using our proven digital marketing strategies.
Contact us at doubledome.com to set up a free consultation.